The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Who was Paul writing to? Who? They say the believer. I mean, I didn't have a... He was writing to Titus. Okay, who actually was a believer? Praise God. So he said, you were. And so what he described there used to be who Titus was. Not just Titus now. He doesn't say, for we all ourselves also. He includes both him, Paul, we ourselves also. So all believers used to be. This verse 3. That's our former state. Now, after he said we hated one another, living in malice and envy, hateful. So before I even proceed, because Paul said we were, you can hit your chest and say, this is not who I am. Come on, let me follow me at all. So I'm not hateful. So I'm not a liar. I don't live in malice. I'm not disobedient. Now, it doesn't matter if that is how you see yourself. Paul said you were. And if the Bible said I was, it means I was. Praise God. If the Bible said that's who I used to be, it means that I'm no longer like that now. While actually in your conduct, you might still be living like that, which is wrong. We'll get to that in this meeting. But in your real self, Bible says you were. If you are still here, say amen. You were. Okay, look at verse 4. It says, so this was our state. Now, in verse 4, something happened. That's just the next verse. But after that, the kindness. Now, that's the word for this meeting. That word kindness is Christotis. Are you following me? It's Christotis. The Christotis, okay, the Christotis and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Let's study that verse closely. That word Christotis is it means kindness, it means goodness. So we can also read that verse to say goodness. Are you following me? That word means goodness. It means kindness. Okay? So, he said the kindness and love of God. Now, that word love, what's the word love? Huh? What's the Greek word for love? Agape? Now, that's where you get it wrong. Now, I'm explaining this to you about the Greek. So, I just did that to show you that when you study your Bible, you don't assume things. The word love in this verse is not agape. It's the Greek word philanthropia. Are you getting me? Philanthropia. Of course. What English word does it look like? Philanthropy or philanthropist. So he says, so and he's right. What that word philanthropia means is the benevolence. Are you getting me? And so the Christotis and philanthropia of God. Okay, let's say it another way. The goodness and benevolence of God. I see here the goodness and the benevolence of God. Now, let's look at that word and. That word and is the Greek word kai. Okay? That's kai. In this verse, it is used not as a conjunction, but as emphasis. And so, that verse can rightly read. So, in other words, that verse will rightly mean the goodness or kindness or Christotis, which is the philanthropy of God. Did you get that? Did you get that? Now listen, in a teaching meeting like this, okay, you have to deliberately be very attentive. If you look away once, you miss everything I'm saying, especially tonight and tomorrow morning, because I'm going to lay a foundation for whatever we're going to do throughout this week. Are you getting the point? So listen carefully. Now, the kindness and love of God. So that word kindness is Christotis, and is kai. Love is philanthropia. Now that kai is a word of emphasis. It's just like I'm talking, I say, who am I going to use? If you now know two of your names, let me say, I cannot say, Chinelo, your praise. If I say Chinelo, which is praise, I'm talking about the same thing. You get the point? So that's what this kai appears here. So the kindness and the love of God. So it's not, what I'm trying to explain is that it's not two things that appeared. Do you get the point? It's not the kindness of God appeared this side, then love appeared. So kindness was looking at love. No. The kindness of God is the love of God. Let me say it anyway. The goodness of God is the benevolence of God. And so the goodness and the benevolence of God, or which is the benevolence of God, appeared. Now, that word appeared is the Greek word epiphano. I'll come to it tomorrow. Epiphano. That's E-P-I-P-H-A-I-N-O. What word do you see there? What word? Huh? Epiphany. Okay. So it means, that word means to become visible, to make known. To make known. So let's read again. But after that, the goodness, which is the love of God, our Savior, toward man, was made known. Are you following me? Was made known. Now, the important thing about that word, epiphano, I'll touch it again tomorrow, but is that it describes what happened to what a person does. Now that begins to tell you that the goodness and philanthropia of God that appeared is not an object, it's actually a person. Are you following me at all? Now let me drive that to put up amplified of this verse. We're going to read from the screen with amplified. Look at the screen. Are you ready? Let's just go. 1, 2, 3, go. Come on. That's not everybody. Are you seeing the screen from there? Can you see the screen? Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, to man, as man appeared. Are you following me? And so the kindness of God is not a thing, it's a person. Are you in Soweto conference? The kindness of God is not a feeling, it's not an object, it's a man. So the kindness of God, the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior to man as man. To man as man. So that kindness is a person. And so in summary, what this verse was trying to say is that a person appeared. Are you following me? He calls that person Christotis and calls the person Philanthropia of God. Are you following me at all? And so the word Christotis and that word Philanthropia would just be a way to describe a person. So this verse simply describes the appearance or the revealing of a person. That's what I'm being tempted to say, but that'll be for tomorrow morning. Are you following me? So he appeared. So when the goodness and loving kindness of our God appeared. And so, of course, you're a good Bible student. Who is it? What's talking about here? Christ. So let's put up verse 3 and verse 4 on the screen together. Now, so that we can get the full picture of this. Maybe amplified is good. Leave it there. For we also, we are once thoughtless, senseless, obstinate, and disobedient. That's who you were. Deluded and misled. We too, we are once slaves to all sorts of cravings and pleasures, wasting our days in malice and jealousy and envy, hateful, hated, detestable, and hating one another. But when the goodness, or rather, when the Christotis, or can we say, when Christ appeared? Is that very simple? When Christ appeared. And so the coming of Christ is what ended verse 3. Did you finish it? The coming of Christ is what ended the state described in verse 3. Thoughtless, senseless, obstinate, disobedient, deluded, misled. The coming of Christ brought verse 3 to an end. So, the kindness and the love of God is a person. So, we say Jesus is God's kindness. Many of us think that God's kindness is seen in cars. Say, God was just so kind to me. He gave me a house. That's a beautiful thing. But the kindness of God is not a thing. It's not an instance. It's not a happening. It's not a feeling. It's a person. The goodness of God is a man. Hallelujah. The goodness of God is a man. The love of God is a man. The benevolence of God is a man. And so, go back to King James. Go verse 4. So, when the kindness and love of God towards man appeared as man. Okay? Now, look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. So, when the kindness and love of God toward man appeared, what did he do? He saved us. So, that begins to show you, even without checking the Amplified, that actually, the kindness and love of God refers to a person. Because if kindness was a thing and love was a thing, are you following me at all? If kindness was a thing and love was a thing, we cannot use he for it in this verse. You get it? Secondly, that begins to show you that in reality, kindness and love refer to one thing. Because this verse did not say they saved us. It says he. Are you following me at all? So the kindness and love of God is a person. It's meant to one person. He saved us. He saved us. He saved us. He saved us. So salvation is simply the display of God's kindness and God's benevolence. When the kindness and benevolence of God appeared, he offered salvation. And so in God offering salvation, he was being a philanthropist. No, you didn't hear that. Let me tell this side. In God giving salvation, God was being a philanthropist. And so the kindness, the goodness, the benevolence of God, when it came, or when he came, you get? When he came, he saved us. So salvation is God's kindness, God's goodness, God's benevolence in display. Hallelujah. So when the kindness of God came, the first thing he did was to save. What he did was to save. So in salvation, we see the kindness of God in display. Now let me say what I'm trying to say. I'm saying God, I've said this over time, God doesn't need to work a miracle in your life to prove to you that he's a good God. No. God doesn't need to work a miracle in your life to show you that he's powerful or that he's good. If God is good as the saying he is, why am I still sick? God is a healer, but God doesn't need to heal you to show that he's a kind God. The kindness of God is a person. When he appeared, he saved us. And so in salvation, we see God's kindness. In salvation, we see God's benevolence. Oh, glory. In salvation, we see God's goodness. In salvation, we see God's philanthropy in display. And notice what he said about salvation. What did he say? It is not by works. He said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. In other words, there is nothing you did or you will ever do that can earn it. Why? It is described as God's benevolence. Do you know what benevolence means? Huh? Come on. Do you know what benevolence is? Let me hear you know what benevolence is. I'm not pastoring some group of idiots. So what is benevolence? I will not continue until somebody gives me an answer. Huh? I should call Barista Mona. Praise. What is benevolence? Generosity. That's another big word. What is benevolence? Okay. Now, look at this. Benevolence. To give freely. Right? To be generous. In Igbo, to mess up waka. I know you get that one. Now, if you don't understand benevolence, you understand philanthropy. When they say someone is a philanthropist, what does it mean? It means he gives to people anyhow. Now, if a philanthropist, listen to why, I'm trying to explain to you why salvation is not by works. If a philanthropist gives something to a man based on what he just gives to you because you merit it. That's not philanthropy. I follow him at all. That's not philanthropy. You are just showing yourself, or you're just rewarding people. In God's benevolence and philanthropy, he is giving to men who do not deserve it. Are you getting me? And so if you ever think that salvation, you can be saved by your works, okay, you are already negating the basic thing about salvation, which is the fact that it is God's benevolence. It is God's free giving. That's what we call it, a gift. It's not a prize, it's a gift. I'm starting from here this evening because you need to get this. It's God's free giving. If salvation is by works, it's no longer free giving. It becomes a prize you get for doing well. I didn't get the point. But it's a gift. It's God's free gift. And so if you lived right and you felt that because you lived right, so you're not going to be saved, or God is going to be pleased with you, you are simply changing the basic thing about salvation. So we say it's not by works. Put up like NLT of this verse. I love New Living Translation. Now, look at the screen. Let's read from the screen. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, come on. That's not everybody. 1, 2, 3, go. He saved us. Not because of the righteous things we had done. Stop. So the reason God saved us is not because of that. So even if you are here and you think you have done righteousness, I'm not doubting you. I'm only saying that is not why Jesus saved us. That's not salvation. Salvation is simply God's benevolence. That's why I say it every day, every month, every week. If you are so perfect in your works, you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't womanize, you don't even lie, but you have not received salvation, you are going to hell because salvation is not what you did. I say it another way. If you are so perfect and you think that that in itself is salvation, you are deluded. I tell you that. That in itself is not salvation. If you think because you're perfect, that means I'm just saved. If Trump says, are you going to go to heaven? Somebody say, well, yes, I'm sure. How are you sure? You say, well, I know myself. I don't wear earring. I don't wear necklace. I don't wear trouser. And even my attachment is only wool I use. I don't use any other thing. And that's what I think I'm going to be. If that's still your confidence, let me tell you, you are number one in hell. You will get there. Because salvation is not by works that we have done. It's not. It's not by works. It's not by works that we have done. It is simply God's Christotis. It is God's kindness. It is God's benevolence. It is God practicing philanthropy. Do you understand what I'm saying? God just doing take. Salvation is God's giveaway. You get the point? It is God doing giveaway. Hallelujah. For everybody. I wanted to communicate it to you in another way that you understand better. It is God's palliatives. Salvation is God's free gift. It is God's kindness. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. So there is nobody here today that is saved that deserved it. Nobody. Nobody here is saved because he deserved it. Nobody. Nobody is saved because he did well. Nobody is saved because he lived right. If you are thinking that you are saved because of your works, I tell you one thing, you are of all men most miserable. Paul in Philippians chapter 3, he described himself as a man that has lived very perfectly. From verse 3, you know, or from verse 4, so I didn't plan to read all of this, but it's just coming to me very strongly. Look at this. He says, though I might have... Okay, put up NLT. Everybody, look at the screen. I want to show you that if you think you are saved, he said, though I could have confidence in my own efforts, if anyone could. Indeed, if others have reason for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. So, listen, Paul is saying that he was not like a sinner. Do you get the point? That in his conduct, you will not call him bad. That he was trying. Look at this verse. Look at verse 5. Look at the verse. He says, I was circumcised when I was 8 days old. I am a pure-blooded citizen of Israel and a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a real Hebrew, if there was ever one. I was a member of these Pharisees who demanded the strictest obedience to the Jewish law. So Paul was living, keeping the commandments. Why would such a man need salvation? A man keeping the commandments. Look at verse 6. I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. Paul was talking. Why would such a man, you say, well, he was talking now that he's saved. No. He said, I obeyed. So it was a thing of the past without fault. Now, verse 7. I once thought these things were valuable. But now I consider them worthless. What does he consider worthless? Including obedience to the law. Do you get the point? Paul said, I count them worthless. You know why they are worthless? Because place all those things before the cross. It doesn't hold water. It cannot save anybody. If it could save anybody, Jesus didn't need to that come. But because it did not work, the kindness of God now appeared. In the Old Testament, they all tried and tried to do this by their works. It failed. So the kindness of God now showed up. And Paul says, not by works. Hallelujah. Not by works. Hallelujah. Not by works. Not by works. Not by works of righteousness you have done. There's a song singing in my spirit. Hit the keyboard. There's a song singing in my spirit. It's an Igbo song. Shamana niabalakoza baradia. Not by works. Don't worry, say Ibu chukwo nye dima. Another song. Ibu chukwo nye dike. Shamania namata da bashani. Ibu alpha na omega mo. Shimania namazona ni anamana ni ananoshi. Malite no gogo. He amana le mozu maladia da bakalia. O chukwo ike mube. Onye nebe ma.
Ido mimi.
He marama. Odi hi obimi o marama. Ibu alfa. Alpha na Omega. He amana li amazuda li abaradia da da bashania. Onye mbuno. Onye mbuno onye ikpazu. Come on, leave it. Hakam jinasi ni buchimo. Asimi die bube. Eze mi marama. Hamala masuma liada bagodo no boshaniada. Ibu alfa. He amanolo boshina liana manolo dia bada boshi. It's rising. Hey agadash. Hey. Yakamji asin. Bring it down. Salvation is God's philanthropy. So God was being a philanthropist in salvation. His benevolence. You know what it means? It means everything God did in salvation, no man ever merited it. If you ever any day you think, is God good? Yes. In what ways? He saved me. Is God kind? Yes. In what ways? He saved me. Not by works of righteousness. You did not do. You see, in my note I said, you did not, do not, and cannot merit it. In salvation, God was being a giver. John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world. When God wanted to show his love to the world, he gave. He gave. In salvation, God was practicing philanthropy. If you are here today and you are not saved, listen to me. If you are not saved today, I'd like you to know that you have not made the simplest decision you can make. The simplest. Because it's not anything about your works. Anything. It's a free gift for the salvation. In simple terms, accepting what God gave freely. Hallelujah. Like I said, salvation is collecting your giveaway that God, that giveaway that God did. Just saying, okay, I receive it. If you think that how to be saved is number one, believe that you're a sinner. Number two, confess your sins. Number three, repent from your evil ways. Number four, change your evil ways. And number five, come to God and he will accept you. You see, you are just giving steps that cannot save anybody. The way to receive salvation, when somebody gives you a gift, how do you receive it? By receiving it. That's what we say is by believing. Isn't believing is work? Believing is simply, okay, Jesus said, I have died on the cross, I've paid the price for sin. And you say, I accept the price you paid. That's all. It's a free gift of God. God so loved the world that he gave. Look at Romans 8 verse 32. Salvation is God's free gift. So, salvation is God's free gift. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. So, you see what God did in salvation? He delivered him. Hallelujah. He didn't hold back. So, what we're talking about Christos today, we are talking about a person and what he did. A person, Jesus, and what he did in saving us. It is not a person and what we did. It's about the man and what he did. If you are still here this evening and you are saved and you are doubting your salvation, let the doubt stop. If what is making you doubt your salvation is the mistakes you have made, listen, a salvation you did not get by works. You cannot keep by works. You cannot. We are saved. We are saved. Put up like an altar of that verse. We are saved. We are saved. So he did not spend even his own son, but gave him up for us all. So in what God did in salvation is to give. What did he give? His son. What did he give? Himself. What I want you to see is that he did not hold back anything. God's giveaway in salvation. You know giveaway, right? God's giveaway in salvation is not like man. When a man has 100 million and he wants to do giveaway, how much do you think he's going to give? Maybe bring out 100,000 and share among 100 people. And they get 1,000. Hallelujah. But in God giving salvation, he gave everything. Hallelujah. So with two things, like there is hope in the promise of the cross. You gave everything. And so when God was finished, when God was done saving man, there was nothing left to give. You get the point? Let's do that song. There is hope.
You gave everything.
You gave everything.
To save the ones you love.
This hope is an anchor for my soul.
And this hope is an anchor for my soul. Our God will stand. Unshakable.
You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. Say my sin was great. My sin
was great. Your love was greater.
What can separate us?
What can
the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. What a beautiful name it is, oh.
What a beautiful name it is.
Nothing compares to this, oh.
Nothing compares.
Nothing comes close to this.
What a beautiful name it is.
In salvation, he gave everything, that there was nothing left to give. So when he was done saving us, if you had asked him, give more, instead of giving everything. Everything. He says, does it mean God no longer give him money? I will address that tomorrow. In salvation, God gave everything he has to give. He gave everything. So God's philanthropy is not that he had 100 naira, gave and shared 10 naira amongst 10 people. In salvation, he poured out everything. And when he checked his account, there was nothing. When there was nothing to give, he now gave himself. Everything was done. Everything. Everything. He gave the very best. Did you get the point? He gave the very best. Sit down for a moment. He gave everything. He gave everything. He gave everything. Look, he said, go back to that Titus chapter 3, verse 4. He said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. That's verse 5. Not by them, but by his mercy, he saved us. So salvation is an act of God's mercy. Did you get the point? It's not something you deserve. It's not something you merited. It's God's mercy in display. So is God merciful? Yes. How did he prove that he's merciful? He saved us. In salvation, we see all of God's mercy in display. You know, I've explained this to you guys. Do you know in salvation, it was the entirety of the power of God that made salvation possible? And it says of the entirety. Ephesians 1 verse 20. The exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. That was what raised Jesus from the dead that brought us salvation. So God gathered everything there is. All the forces there is. Say, let's mobilize it. Let's do this. Salvation is everything God wanted to do. He gave everything. When he was done, he could not give any other thing. Because he has given everything. God has given everything. This begins to make some sense to you, which we'll get to in this meeting. That's why when we get to talking about ministry, giving your life for the ministry, there is nothing you give that is too much, because the man you are serving gave everything. He left nothing back. I don't get the point. Everything. So he gave himself for us. He gave himself for us. Now look at that verse 5. Verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. How did he save us? By the washing of regeneration. That word washing means to have a bath. Now, that word regeneration is the Greek word palygenesia. That's palygenesia. Of course, I always ask, what word do you see here? Genesis. Correct. You see Genesis. Palygenesia. It means to start something afresh. Hallelujah. It means to start something afresh. And so, he saved us not by works of righteousness, but according to his mercy, by a bath, hello, that started us afresh. And so, in salvation, we began afresh. I keep saying this. When you got saved, salvation is not you're not an upgraded version of your former you. You came in. Another word you see here is what renewing. It's the Greek word anakinosis. It means a complete change. So, you see Paul using two words here to describe salvation. He says it's palygenesia and anakinosis. Okay, it means to start afresh and to bring a complete change, a brand new change. So what God did in salvation is not that your clothes you are dirty and then he took them and washed them. I hear people where they want to receive Jesus, they say, wash my garment. No, you get the point. It's not the former garment that was washed. It was a total new person that started. That word palygenesia means the beginning of something that has never been in existence. EWKN will call it a brand new species. A species that has never existed. So you now understand Paul when he now says, whosoever is in Christ is a new. He said, all things has passed away. Behold, all things about that person has become new. The day you got born again, a new person started. So what happened to that person? He died. Oh, he died. So what happened to, go back to Titus 2. Let me explain what Paul was saying. Look at verse 3, Titus 3 verse 3. What happened to the guy described in verse 3? Remember verse 3 guy? The foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse laws. What happened to him? Verse 5 tells us that he was regenerated. In other words, he started afresh. What happened to that guy in verse 3? He died. So when you got born again, somebody died, another person started. So salvation, God did not upgrade you. God started, he pressed start, reset. And the new being was created. That's why we call it born again. It's a birth. Do you understand the point? It's a birth. When a child is born, forget the reincarnation. There's never been any child like that. Do you get the point? There's never been any child like that. There's never been any child like that. There's never been. So when we say it's birth, it means when you got born again, a brand new species came into existence. Hallelujah. A brand new species came into existence. So we'll think, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away. I'm born again. I am more than conqueror. That is who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. So it's not like, I'm trying to show you something. Say, what happened in salvation? Say, I repented. No. No. It's beyond that. What happened in salvation? I changed from my evil ways. No. No. I changed. No. What happened in salvation? I stopped living a bad life. No. How were you saved? I woke up one day and decided, let me change my ways. Let me change my ways. My mom has been telling me that I've been living anyhow. So when I saw some of my friends, I now said, I will change. So from that day, I stopped smoking. I stopped drinking. That's not what happened in salvation. Maybe that was what you saw on the outside. Maybe they preach the gospel to you. That's what, but in salvation, the day you believed what Jesus did, God included you in the death of Jesus. Do you understand it? God included you. So that day you got born again, you are counted. That's why Paul would say, I have died with Christ. When? So today you go born again, you got included into the death of Jesus. So you are included not just in his death, in every process he passed through, from the death to the grave to going to hell to resurrection. That's why Paul will now say, we are seated with him in heavenly places. I get the point. And so the person that came out after he believed in Jesus is a brand new human being that has, see, so the old man died. The new guy is seated with Christ. Should I explain it further? Okay. When you got born again, you died with Christ. Do you understand? After Jesus died, where did he go to? Huh? Come on, where? He descended to hell. You believe that, right? So, does it mean you've been to hell? Does it mean that? So, it means, when you got born again, that process was that you died. You got involved in everything Jesus passed through. So, I have been to hell and I'm back. Do you get the point? When Jesus went to hell to win the victory, we were there. He said, so how did it happen? Well, I have died with Christ. I am crucified with him. Nevertheless, it's no longer I that live, but Christ. So, in salvation, we died and came up brand new men. I'm a brand new man. I am Bali. The breed I am made of went to hell, conquered, and came out. That's why I tell you, I can never go to hell. You get a point? Any day you see me in hell, wake up. Are you getting me? It's obviously a dream. Are you following me? Why? When he died. So it was a starting of a brand new man. And Bible tells us in that verse 5 that it happened by the Holy Spirit that came on us through Jesus. Let me close this. Verse 7 of Titus 3, verse 7. Go back to verse 6. Let's get the flow again. Verse 5. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Okay? So, which he shed on us abundantly. Through who? So it's through Jesus that all this happened. So when I said, I'm a new man, it's not what I did. It is what Jesus did. Do you understand the point? So he made us. So I was also included in what he has done. Now verse 7 now said that being justified by his grace. I'm going to end here tonight. Praise God. So this whole process brought about what we call justification. Now what justification means to be made right with God. And that justification is by his grace. What is the word grace? The word grace is charis. It means, it still talks about a free gift. So justification, which means to be made right with God, is something given freely. Put up like an out of that verse. He said, because of his grace, he declared us righteous. So what is justification? To be declared righteous. So how many of us are righteous? Why? He declared us. You guys don't get this. So why did he declare me righteous? Is it because he finished studying me and said, you passed righteous? No. By his grace. Did you get the gist? What is grace again? So righteousness is yet another free gift. Okay. Is yet another display of God's kindness. Right? Is yet another display of God's benevolence. So in God declaring me righteous, he was being benevolent. Get that? Because of his grace, he declared us righteous. So I'm righteous. I'm righteous. How are you sure you are righteous? Well, God declared me righteous. You don't know what it means? God. That God that called things that be not as though they were and they come to be. With his own mouth declared me righteous. You cannot say otherwise. You can't. No. Think about it. He did it by his grace. You know what that was? You know what that word grace means? It means I did not deserve it. In other words, if you begin to study me critically, you will see that I am not truly that thing he said in my conduct. But if in his own estimation I'm that thing, then I am. And what is humility? To agree with whatever God said you are. So we have humble guys in the house tonight. Humility is that if God said you are mad, you say, yes, Lord, I am mad. If God said you are stupid, you say, yes, Lord, I am stupid. Whatever you say is what I am. When God says you are righteous, you say, yes, Lord, I'm righteous. Never feel unrighteous. This is the beginning of victory for you. See, as a believer, if you ever come to a point where you feel you are not as righteous as God has said you are, you will always be struggling. Never feel unrighteous. Never. Says, but I used to feel, sometimes I feel like I'm not it. Well, you are correct. It's a feeling. Hallelujah. You feel. We feel a lot of things. I've told you, your feelings are a lie. Have I told you that? Your feelings are lying to you. Your feelings are deceiving you. Your feelings are deceiving. That's, I feel scared. You are correct. It's a feeling. Fear is not real. He said, how are you sure fear is not real? The Bible said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if God did not give me fear, I don't have fear. He said, sir, but I'm afraid. It's a feeling. God did not give me fear. Anything God did not give me, I don't have. What I'm saying is that from the day I got saved, I have never been afraid. I have felt so. But I have never been. For God did not give me fear. That same way, from the day I got saved, I have never been unrighteous. For I have been righteous from that day till today. It is God's grace, his benevolence, his goodness, his kindness. When he saved us, he showed all this. Look at that. Go back to that place. Because of his grace, he declared us righteous and gave us what? Confidence that we will inherit. He's talking about, of course, we have eternal life already, but what he's talking about in this verse is the life after now. You don't know the heaven thing, going to heaven. Bible says when God saved us, that salvation is our confidence. So if you are scared of going to hell, you don't know what salvation is. He saved us and declared righteous and gave us confidence. Hallelujah. When I say I can never go to hell, I'm not speaking my confidence. Jesus gave me confidence. Look up like amplified of that verse. And he did it in order that we might be justified by his grace, by his favor. Wholly undeserved. Wholly undeserved. That we might be acknowledged and counted as conformed to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action. And that we might become heirs of eternal life according to our hope. No, who an heir is? An heir is someone that inherits something. So when I came to Christ, I inherited eternal life. That is a confidence I have that I cannot go to hell. When trumpet sounds, we move. You get the point? I get the point. That is a confidence we have. So how did all these things happen? What have I been explaining this morning? This is the kindness of God in display. His kindness is that he loved us. He gave. He's benevolent. He saved us. He justified us. Everything is just his kindness in display. So the kindness of God is Jesus. In salvation, he displayed himself. He displayed himself. I'll show you one last scripture and we'll close. 1 Peter 2 verse 3. Have you been blessed this evening? 1 Peter 2 verse 3. This is just the first night, so... 1 Peter 2 and verse 3. That's another Greek word we're going to look at shortly and then we close. 1 Peter 2 and verse 3. Shabalakias. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Have you tasted this? That word gracious is the Greek word Christos. Not Christotis now. Christos. That is the root. That's where the word Christotis was derived from. You get the point? That's the root word for Christotis. Do we have students here or be people that have sense? That's the root word. Christos is where we derive the word Christotis. So he's talking about the same thing. Peter calls it graciousness. Graciousness. And that graciousness. Go to us, like verse 2. Verse 2, let's see something. Verse 2, that's Peter 2, verse 2. Said as newborn babes. When he says newborn babes, is he talking about babies? What is he talking about there? People that got born again newly, right? He said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Verse 3, now said, if so be. So can we turn that if to since? Can we? So why are we doing that? Verse 2 shows that we already newborn babes. So if so, okay, put up like another translation. Let me save you all this Bible wahala. Amplify said, since you have already. So it's not if. Do you get the point? So what did we test? Christotis. What I'm trying to show you tonight is that as I'm close, you have tasted the goodness of God. The day you got saved, it did go the tinire like you've tasted it. Says, since you have already tasted the goodness and kindness of God, so I have tasted the benevolence of God. I have tasted the philanthropy of God. This graciousness, Christos, kindness has been tasted by us in salvation. And so, has God been good to you? Yes. In what way? He saved me. Have you tasted God's goodness? Yes. In what ways? He saved me. Oh God, show me your kindness. He has. The day he saved you. So I have tasted the goodness of God. So when we sing, I have seen the Lord's goodness. His mercies are compassion. Stop thinking about the cars or the battles that happened this year. Think about Christotis, his kindness, his salvation. I have tasted God's kindness. I've drank of his goodness. I've drank of his mercies. I came tonight to make you appreciate salvation. And we're going to do that throughout this weekend. He said, since you have already tasted the goodness and kindness of God, I've tasted it. Have you? Have you? Now, if you don't still feel like you have, what the implication is that either you don't have it or you do, but you don't understand it. Some people are still saved, but are still scared. Scared of going to hell. You don't. I came to announce you that the day you got saved, you tasted the very goodness of God. Tomorrow, I'm going to show you that when Moses was saying, "Lord, show me your glory," what Moses was asking to see is what you have seen now. It is the Christotis of God that Moses was asking to see. He was asking to see, but you did not just see it, you've tasted it. Since you have put up like another translation of this verse, put up like NLT. Shamania Kosa. Now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kind, I like this. I've had a taste of it. Another translation? Another one. Message is clear. Yeah, you have had a taste of God. He said, "Lord, show me your goodness this year." No. No. Which goodness again? You have tasted it. He said, "But I don't feel like it." Well, you're not a feeling. You tasted God's goodness. Hallelujah. I've drank of it. You have tasted God. Hey. Do you know why this is current? I'll show you tomorrow. Because this kindness of God is actually God, God's true nature. So the day you tasted God's kindness, you tasted God for who He really is. You've tasted God. What about another translation? You've had a taste of God. GNT, as scripture says, you have found for yourselves how kind the Lord is. The day you got saved, you found for yourself the kindness of God. Do we have a kind God? Has God been kind? Has He been good? If you know this, no year can ever be a bad year for you. Do you know why? Because no matter how the year has gone or will go, this fact is true. It's unchanging. And this is why we rejoice. Let me get a point. This is why we rejoice. We do not rejoice because we've won an alert. We do not rejoice because of miracles. We rejoice because we have tasted God's kindness. Ha. I have seen the Lord's goodness. I have not only seen it, I have tasted it. I have drank of it. God is good to me in an amazing way. So how are you sure God is good? He saved me. How are you sure God is good? He saved me. How are you sure God is kind? He saved me. How are you sure God is merciful? He saved me. How are you sure God cares for me? He saved me. Have you gotten the car yet? No. But how is God kind? How? He saved me. Have you gotten the money yet? No. But how is God kind? How? He saved me. You're still feeling sick in your body? Yes. How is God? God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. Ah, yeah. God is good. I say God is good. Until it enters you, God is good. Hey, we serve a good God. We serve a good God. Ah, God is good. 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 Oh, my God is good. My God is good. Oh, we serve a good God. My God is good. Ooh, God is good. God is good. Ah, you are good and you do only good. You are good and you do only good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you think about the songwriter said, "You are good and your mercy is forever." His mercy is salvation. You are good. Your salvation is forever. You are good. Your kindness is forever. Do we have saved men in the house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. In salvation, He gave everything. So what I'm saying tonight in a nutshell is that you've tasted God's goodness, God's kindness, God's philanthropy, God's giveaway, God's benevolence. So when God did give away, you got it. How many? You got everything. You got everything. You got everything. So I have it. Hey, I've won a treasure. What did you win? Salvation. I've won a treasure. I got it. Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it? I've tested it. Oh, Jesus said, Jesus told that woman, he said, if you drink this water, he said, you will taste again. He said, but the water I will give you, he said, if you drink it, you will never. It is that water that he has given us. We have drank. And that's why I have an issue with some songs. Say, bread of heaven, fill me till I want. Come on. If an unbeliever is singing that, that is correct. When you got saved, bread of heaven. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, if you eat me, you will never be hungry. Hey, so we are fed. I'm eating God's goodness. As you leave tonight, I'd like you never to forget that God is good to you. He's good to you. Stand your feet. I've seen the Lord's goodness. I've seen the Lord's goodness. His mercies and compassion. Hey.
I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Do it one more time. I've seen the Lord's goodness.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Hey.
His mercies and compassion.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
I have seen.
We're going to give him praise tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh Lord, you have been so good. Hey.
You are so good.
Shania, nania, nana.
Oh Lord,
you are. Excellent. In my life, every day, let me hear you sing it.
Oh Lord, you have been so good.
You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life.
Oh Lord, you have
been so good. Hey!
You are so good to me.
Like, you know what you are saying? In my life every day, oh Lord, you have
been so good.
You've been so good, oh. You've been so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent. Oh Lord, you have been so good,
oh. You have.
To me,
Lord, you are excellent.
You are excellent. Your excellence is my salvation. Oh Lord, you
are.
Hey, my lad, I am a shani. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh. Hey, beat again. Oh Lord, you have been so good. Oh,
you have been.
You have been so good.
You have been.
You've been. Lord, you are excellent. Oh Lord, you are excellent
in my life.
You are excellent. Oh Lord, you are excellent. Hey, oh, you are excellent. Oh Lord, you are excellent. Hey, oh, you are excellent. Oh
Lord.
Oh Lord, come on, come on. Hey, you are. excellent. When God gave us Jesus, He gave everything. He gave everything. That there was nothing left to give. Nothing left to give. Nothing left to give. He gave everything. Take some minutes. Thank Him for salvation. Think deeply about your salvation and blessing. Oh my God is good. Oh God is kind. You have shown me that you are kind to me, Jesus. Oh Lord, you are excellent
in my life.
Hey!
Lord, you are excellent in my life.
You are excellent, oh.
Oh Lord, you are excellent.
You are excellent. Oh, you are excellent,
oh. Lord, you are.
You are.
Excellent.
Just get and thank you for salvation. In case you are here and you are not saved, this is a beautiful moment to say, Jesus, I believe everything the preacher said. I believe everything you said you did on the cross. I believe everything. I accept it. What you heard tonight is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It can save the vilest of sinners. It can. As you open up, you are getting saved right there. As you're hearing this, you say, I believe in them. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful to know. It is wonderful to know. Let me sing.
It is wonderful
to know that Jesus died. Hey!
Wonderful.
I'll hear you sing it. Let me hear you sing it. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me.
Wonderful to know
that Jesus died
for me. Wonderful.
Hey.
To know
my Jesus
died for me.
Jesus died for me. Wonderful. My Jesus died for me. Say,
my Jesus died for me.
Hey, 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 hey.
My sister was away.
It is wonderful to know. It is wonderful. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful. For the last time, for the last time. My Jesus died for me. My Jesus. My sins He washed away. My sins He washed away. Hey. Oh, it is wonderful to know that Jesus, Ebenezer, Ebenezer, He died for me, oh, hey, for me, wonderful. To ha ha, He died for me. He showed me kindness.
My sins were washed away. It is wonderful to know that Jesus
You watched over me, yo. You know they carry me, they play, oh.
Listen.
See the way you love me. Just see the way you cared for me. You carry my matter for your head, oh. Like a little baby, like a little baby. You want over me.
He loves me. He loves me. I'm going to leave this stage in 5 minutes. But we'll lift our hands unto heaven. We'll do a very old song. Then I go.
Manio, no, shin. He loves me. I cannot say.
I didn't deserve it.
He loves me. I cannot say. On Calvary Tree.
Oh,
hey, he suffered for me. Hey.
He loves me. I cannot say.
It's a very simple song.
Say he loves me.
I cannot say why.
It's a very simple song.
Say he loves me.
He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Tree, he suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say why.
He's dear. He loves me.
I cannot say.
Jesus loves me.
He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Tree,
he suffered for me. Hey.
He loves me. I cannot say why.
Is there a way to show the passion in my heart?
Can I express
yes.
How truly great I think you are? My deep respect. Lord, this is my desire
to pour my love on you.
To pour my love on you.
Like oil upon your feet.
Like oil upon your feet.
Like wine for you to drink.
Like wine for you to drink.
Like water from my hands.
Like water from my heart.
I pour my love on you.
I pour my love on you.
If praise is like perfume, oh.
Like
I lavish mine on you.
Lavish mine on you.
Till every drop is gone.
Every drop is gone. I pour my love on you.
Cause they don't know what you mean to me.
They don't know what you mean to me.
You saved me for free.
They don't know.
You delivered me for free.
What you mean to me.
You gave yourself for me.
They don't know.
They don't know what you mean to me.
What you mean to me.
Jesus, I love you with all of my heart. I adore you.
I adore you.
You are the reason why you came to die.
I praise you
for your matchless love.
I can't confess.
Jesus, I love you with all of my heart.
Bring it down. Let me hear you do this song.
Jesus, I love
with
you
all of my heart.
With all of my heart.
See, I adore you.
I adore
I'm the reason.
I'm the reason why
you came to die.
I praise you.
Your matchless love.
Your matchless love.
I can't
compare.
Hey.
Jesus, I love you.
Do it like three times, but I want to hear your voice.
Of my heart.
Oh, say, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
With all of my heart.
With all of my heart.
Say, I adore you.
I adore you.
I'm the reason.
I'm the reason why
you came
to die.
I praise you.
I praise you.
Hey.
Your matchless love, none compares.
Jesus, I love you.
Hey, it's rising.
We all love.
Don't pray, just sing it if you know it.
Say, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
There is healing in this place.
With all of my heart.
Oh, I adore you.
I adore you.
I'm the reason.
I'm the reason why
you came to die.
Oh, thank you, Father.
I praise you.
Your matchless love.
Your matchless love.
I can't compare.
Hey!
Jesus, I love you.
I want to hear everybody for the last time.
Oh, say, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
Just let me hear you sing.
With all of my heart.
I adore you.
I adore you.
I'm the reason why you came to die.
I praise you. Your matchless love. I can't compare.
Jesus,
hallelujah. Give him praise. Come on. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do we laugh a little tonight? Is he worth laughing about? Is he worth rejoicing about? Is he worth celebrating? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey! Glory! 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 Hey! Ah! Glory! 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 Glory to God. I'm saved. I'm saved. God is good to me. God is kind to me. Listen, the person I want to say in this meeting, say, I'm not a melancholy. I'm not reserved. I'm not reserved. I'm not phlegmatic. I rejoice. I do joy. 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 When I hear of what God has has done to me and done for me. I dance, I scream, I laugh, I rejoice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tomorrow we'll have more time for all of this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Bring it down. Walk up to seven persons. In your own terms, say God is good to me. Your own terms. Seven persons. In your own terms. 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 What are you singing? Onyo mamo, onyo mame. Tanigi onyo mamo. What are you singing? Onyo mamo, onyo mamo. Tanigi onyo mamo. I will slap you. Onyo mamo, onyo mamo.
Onyo mamo, onyo mamo.
One in offense. You want laying offense? Do you want laying offense? It's not you, it's them I'm asking. So, glory to God. So we serve a good God, amen. So we close tonight. Have we taken our offering? Have we? Please package your offering. Let's close tonight. God is good. You're a good, good Father. Hallelujah.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.